Life's not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Vivian Green.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for being with us here today. I cannot wait for you to hear today's interview with an amazing woman. Her name is Adora Winquest, and she has so much to offer in the field of essential oils, medicine for energy, healing, detox, nourishment, plant and vibrational medicine, so much more. So we get into a lot of different things in today's episode. One of my favorite subjects we cover is something called aromatic neuro-repatterning. We also talk about PTSD and her work with vets, energy, mood, sleep, all the good stuff. But before our interview, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Kelly Morrison in Boone, North Carolina, and her recipe is called Daily Shower Spray. To make the Daily Shower Spray in a glass spray bottle, add 2 cups of distilled water, 2 tablespoons unscented liquid Castile soap, 10 drops lemon essential oil, and 15 drops tea tree essential oil. Shake to combine and spray it on shower doors and tile every day after you shower, and you should have to clean a whole lot less often. Thank you so much for this recipe, Kelly. We love it. If you have your own recipe, send it to us. Just email it to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son Jack suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, I am here with the lovely Adora Winquist, who is the founder of Soul Institute, author of the alternative medicine book, Detox, Nourish, Activate, Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood, and Love. She's also a meditation expert, modern alchemist, and expert in the field of aromatherapy and crystals. She's a complex woman. We've been chatting here for a while before we hit record, and she has so many amazing stories to tell. I can't wait. And Adora, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. How are you?
Thank you so much, Samantha. It is truly a delight to be here to talk about one of my most passionate subjects, and I'm doing beautifully well today.
Well, I would expect nothing less from a woman named Adora. It sounds like a Disney princess name. I love it. I've never heard that name before.
Well, it's actually an interesting story because it's not my birth name. And I was in my second year of school at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, which is like the global leading education provider for energy healing and vibrational medicine worldwide. And their school is based in not only Florida, but Australia and Japan and California and Oxford in the UK. And I was attending, gosh, a little over 20 years ago. And in the first year of school, after a really big day of process work, I found myself out on the beach with a group of friends. And one of my friends said, Gee, Dora, which was my nickname at the time. My birth name is Dorothy. And so I've had many, many humorous play on that with the Wizard of Oz and, of course, sure, Dorothy Hamill when I was young. But she said, Adora is a nice nickname for you, but I really feel like your name should be Adora. And I said, oh, that's really interesting. I've never thought about that. And so flash forward to the same day, the same beach, but a different group of friends and the same exact conversation. And because I was very much following my spiritual path at that point, I really took that as a sign from the universe and decided to change my name to Adora. And it's so interesting because, you know, now flash forward to some 20 years later, I ended up using that name professionally. I built a very large national essential oil company based on that name in part. And at this point in my
career,
what
was that company called?
That company was called Adora Therapy, which I created many years ago. That's also an interesting story, talking about essential oil formulas for emotional, mental, and spiritual empowerment. But, you know, since then, I've realized that Adora is really a consciousness and a flow state about coming into deep connection with our hearts, our true north, the source of all creation. And so I'm launching a program next month that's called the love frequency, which comes from a book that I wrote, a short called The Adora Frequency, which is all about practices and principles on how to live, love, and lead from our heart center. So the Adora energy and consciousness and flow state has been an incredible teacher to me in this life, for sure.
Yeah. And it seems like Adora is a teacher as well. So you've been learning from Adora, but also Adora has been teaching others.
Exactly. Well, you know, very early when I started, probably, gosh, in the early 90s, I found essential oils through herbs. And I was living away from home for the first time, essentially after high school. And a couple of things happened. One, I had an experience in Northern California with a local shaman, and it was at the time of the equinox, and I was 18. And it really created this incredible awakening and spiraled opening within me, but also places of remembrance of working with the plants. And then flash forward to a health crisis that I had ever since I was a child. Every year I would get bronchitis, twice a year, brought about from allergies. And you know, I was living without insurance, and I didn't have a lot of money. But somewhere I heard something about herbal medicine, and I went and I bought a book and five different herbs: eucalyptus, hyssop, thyme, licorice root, and fresh ginger. And I went home and made a tea and healed so incredibly quickly that I was astonished, so much faster than even taking the conventional cough medicine with codeine, which, as we know, from the opioid epidemic, it's a very strong, addictive narcotic. And so I thought, wow, there's really something here. And so I started making teas and tinctures. In fact, that tea recipe is in my Detox Nourish Activate book, because through the years I've had so many people ask me for it. I thought I better put this in print. And it's on my blog too, if you don't have my book. But it's such a powerful recipe that I have not had bronchitis since then, which is remarkable for someone who, you know, I really suffered in my youth and missed so much school and sports and other activities because of that.
And I'm curious where you got the recipe from, because I love how recipes like these herbal healing recipes, especially with teas and tinctures that are so accessible to people. Like, it's so, I love that about herbal medicine, is that it's very accessible. Most people can either walk out their doors, and once they learn how to identify, can just go pick it themselves. Or, you know, if you have access to a local health food store, co-op, things like that, they usually have like a bulk herb section with like decent herbs, teas, tinctures. But also now with the internet, like you can get these things super easily, affordably. Absolutely. Make them yourself. But I love how the recipes themselves kind of get passed down. I'm curious if that was that a recipe passed down to you, or was it more of an intuitive experience, kind of combining the knowledge that you were learning at the time about herbs together?
Well, exactly. It was the latter. And so I have always been the type of individual, very kinesthetic oriented. And so I have always been a note taker. It was how I learned in school. So as soon as I found that book on herbs, I started taking notes and connecting with my inner wise one, if you will. You know, when I was a child, to avoid doing the dishes, I would actually raise my hand to go to the restroom, and I'd go in there and start mixing all of my mother's expensive perfumes and powders and lotions. And so, very conveniently until dinner was done. But I've always had clearly a predisposition to mixing and blending and potions, if you will. So that recipe I combined the herbs that I had been studying, especially with the knowledge of synergy. And I think this is such an important component in essential oil blending and also herbal medicine, that combining 3 to 5 essential oils or herbs together with a very clear-minded intention creates a more potent medicinal effect than using just an individual, right? Because synergistically, they elevate and harmonize their medicine and their vibrational patterning, right? When we think about an essential oil, in each and every drop of an essential oil, not only do we have a full range of chemical constituents, sometimes up to 300 or so, like in the case of rose, but we also have the quintessence, right? The vibrational patterning, the energetic signature, which is one of the reasons that essential oils are the most potent form of plant medicine, and they have the benefit to us from a holistic perspective, right? So we're not just using them in an allopathic way to address our physicality, our physical imbalances. No, it's more we're inviting in the holism and the entirety, the full gamut and spectrum of their medicinal and energetic offerings to address the continuum of our existence, our physicality, our emotionality, our mentality, as well as our spirituality.
Right. It's all connected. We can't dissect these pieces individually and treat them like they're these separate parts of our body. It's exactly. All being held within our one body. I love that. Yes. Now, speaking of, aspects beyond the physical, part of the thing we want to discuss today is PTSD. So I'm not sure the best transition to get us there, but it's something that I'm really curious about in the work that you've been doing. So let's just dive into that work of PTSD and essential oils that you've been doing.
Absolutely. Because to me, this is, if your listeners took away one golden nugget from this conversation, it would be the powerful, benevolent effect of essential oils to increase our emotional resilience, balance our stress response, and transform the terrain of PTSD that exists within so many of us. So I'm going to start that with a segue from my own personal experience. Because, going back to working with these herbs, then I found essential oils. And I found essential oils around the same time that I began to study energy medicine, vibrational healing. And when I had my first Reiki attunement back in the mid-90s, I started to see these colors around people. And I thought, well, this is really amazing. I want more of this. And which, of course, furthered my study. But more than that, I started to see how these colors around individuals would modulate, would change based on someone's emotional reaction, emotional experience, how they were feeling in the moment. And in particular, to levels of stress. And I thought, well, this is really incredible because for my own journey, I had such a tremendous amount of anxiety, predisposition to depression because of the many aspects that were contained in my own early childhood family constellation, family dynamics, and environment. And so I thought, well, is it possible that essential oils, and then further into my career, essential oils that have been energetically or intentionally infused, because they are so malleable, how can they affect us from an emotional perspective? And so how do we learn anything in life, right? It's through practice, not only through education, through formal education, through book education, but experience and practice is one of the most potent teachers.
Absolutely. Right?
So I started to use myself as a guinea pig. And I started to see how working with these oils and then working with the energetic infusion of the oils really shifted my own emotional terrain. And so, so I started both a healing practice and a business based around essential oils in the late 90s. And through that, you know, since then, have worked with thousands of individuals to address emotional trauma. And of course, you know, looking at my own life experience and what I like to say is that our lives aren't meant to be perfect, right? Every single moment has perfectly brought us here and now in an incredibly imperfect journey, right? As a way to transform and learn more about ourselves and what the contrast is from places of disempowerment to healing and empowerment and how we can optimize or self-actualize along our paths of self-mastery. So working with these essential oils and to modulate our emotional terrain has been an incredibly potent teacher, but also gift to be able to see with so many individuals how deep levels of transformation, even of our core trauma, is possible. And so through the years and you know, hundreds of formulations, and in fact, you know, some of the earliest formulas of my career have now sold hundreds of thousands of bottles worldwide, which is, you know, really incredible to conceive of based on, you know, starting some of the blending on in a small house or apartment and on a TV table, TV right. tray. But
that's how it starts. That's how the most powerful movements start sometimes, you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, and that's what I mean about when we start to reflect on our lives and our journeys of transformation and that it's not meant to be perfect. And yet when we have these over-the-shoulder moments to look back on the path that we've traversed, to see for myself in particular that the essential oils have been perhaps one of my most benevolent allies in my own journey, not only of healing, but in business and in practice, and even more than that, in service. And so with the new modality that I've created called Aromatic Neuro Repatterning, or ANR for short, we're actually using essential oils via inhalation. Why? Because it is the most potent delivery method for the most immediate effect, right? And if we think about that, the proximity of the nose to the brain, but specifically within the structures of the brain, the amygdala and the limbic system that regulate so much of our physiology, right? And particularly mood, memory, and emotion. So when we have the right essential oils in the right formulation, and we're using them via inhalation, we can not only lift and shift our mood in the moment, but we can begin to reframe our emotional reactions to stress and to memories and emotions of the past by building these new healthy habit patterns about using essential oils via inhalation, working within our own patterns, because we all have a number of patterns that we've come into this life to transform, to embody really the magnificence that we are, right? We have so much potential within us, so much more than we're ever taught or led to believe. And I really would like to take this a step further by putting out this curious idea that, you know, we're really led to believe perhaps a misnomer, right? We are these physical beings that are sometimes desperately looking to prove a connection to our spirituality, right? To prove the intangible in a way that can make sense to our minds that ultimately kind of, you know, are built on subscapes of limitation. I believe the truth is that we're these incredibly vast spiritual beings that have chosen the limitation of this physical container to come into life and to master our own patterns and personality aspects, aligning the mind with the heart and our souls to ultimately create a life beyond limitation. And the essential oils are incredible allies to expedite, accelerate our pathway in that regard.
Bring us to the specifics of that. You know, I'm really curious what your personal experience have been. Like, what oils have you used? How have you used them for this? Or I know you've worked with vets in the past as well. Maybe share some of their stories. Let's get into the nitty gritty of the actual use of those oils.
Absolutely.
I'm fascinated.
So let's go into the veteran community for a moment, because we see here a very clear, direct link with PTSD. And there was a period of time where I was the director of aromatherapy for a local nonprofit, the Veterans Healing Farm, which is based in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And in that, we would get groups of vets that would come from the VA, also leading these intensive boot camps, 2, 3, sometimes 4 days, to teach the vets how to make their own medicine for some of the primary mental health challenges, right? And if we look at this not only from the veteran community, but from the human perspective, the three top areas that we are most looking to find balance with are mood, energy, and sleep, relaxation, meditation. And so anytime that we can teach a group or an individual how to make their own medicine from these essential oils, it becomes a very potent way to connect with self-responsibility for our healing process, which we know is key, right?
So key.
So key. So looking at some of the essential oils now, let's isolate mood for a moment, right? And when we think of mood, we can think of anxiousness, we can think of depressive tendencies, we can think of overwhelm, we can think of being feeling scattered. So some of the essential oils that I love to work with in that regard are your citrus, blood orange, wild orange, the most commonly known sweet orange, of course. Lemon essential oil. These are very uplifting. In fact, they did a study in Japan a number of years ago with lemon essential oil where they piped it through the ventilation system of an office building and found that the staff had a higher rate of productivity and less of a rate of errors. Now, when we think of essential oils and the mind, the emotions, cognitive function, nervous system response, of course, we connect mood with that, and we think the uplifting oils of the citrus, we think of the oils that are also grounding, right? When we have a tendency to feel depressive, we're often dealing with emotion from the past. And that's why the essential oils, like the citrus notes, even cardamom, right? Very energizing. Black pepper. Black pepper is a wonderfully uplifting essential oil that is proven to enhance beta brainwaves, right? Mental alertness. So even brain fog, when we think of mood, is something that when we're connecting in with the nervous system that we can support. Brain fog is a very common response to PTSD that I think ultimately, especially after the past couple of years, so many more of us are walking around with some degree of that we may not be even aware of. But coming back into some essential oils that can benefit us when we're feeling anxious, patchouli is a wonderfully grounding, balancing essential oil. And for those that say, oh, patchouli, it's, you know, that one of those hippie essential oils from the 60s, I say then you haven't really smelt a true patchouli, which is so deeply calming, especially for the overactive monkey mind, can really help, like frankincense, to deepen our breath, to really allay anxieties. So these are some wonderful essential oils when we're working with mood. Geranium, also a beautiful essential oil because it is so full and round and robust, right? And has beautifully uplifting tendencies. Now, it's important to remember that essential oils also, in addition to that connection with the brain and the limbic system and those immediate shifts of energy and emotion that we can experience, that many essential oils, and some more than others, especially the terpene-rich essential oils of the mint family, our basils, rosemary, mint, they very successfully pass through the blood-brain barrier. And this is a very unique characteristic of essential oils because it is through this mechanism that they offer the full gamut of their phytonutrients, their chemical constituents, to not only our brain for healing and working within those neural pathways, but also through the blood and other organs and systems of the body. So this is very much a medicine that we want to use with reverence. And this is also an important point because, you know, essential oils now at the end of this year, I think they're looking at a maybe $20 billion industry in all the forms or facets, especially with the increase with demand after the virus of the past couple of years. But remember, this is a symbiotic relationship with Mother Earth. And there's only so much essential oil produced yearly, much of it for the flavor and fragrance industry. And because of that, there is an enormous degree of adulteration. So when we say know your source, it's really imperative because the direct benefit of using essential oils, whether it's for PTSD or many other capacities of their benefit, the purity has a direct correlation to the benefit.
Adore, you just mentioned PTSD, and I want to ask you about the work that you do with veterans that are affected by PTSD. I know that you focus there a lot in your lifetime, so tell us more.
This demographic is so dear to my heart, not only because my father was a Marine in Korea, and I could see the detrimental effect that violence and war can have. And my partner actually just retired this past weekend after 28 and a half years of military service in both the Marines and the Air Force. In fact, we have a nonprofit that we're starting, military-minded aromatherapeutics to use as an adjunctive mental health care. We can talk about that in a moment. I feel like we could talk for hours, but let's come back to a story. And this story, to me, really showcases the immediacy of effect that an essential oil can have. So there was a program that I was co-facilitating in Hendersonville at the boot camp. And we had, I think, maybe about 18, 20 veterans that came so we could teach them how to work with the herbs and the essential oils. And the farm was a bit out in the country, not in an urban environment. And it just so happened that there was a gun show that weekend. And I guess one of the neighbors with near enough proximity that it was audible shot off his gun. Well, that triggered an immediate response of PTSD in a number of the attendees. And there was one individual in particular who had to leave the teaching area. And I went out to connect with her to make sure she was okay. And she was full blown in experience of the past, in a very powerful way. And without going into, you know, I always like to protect privacy. Mm-hmm. But basically very, she was disengaged from the current environment and was on the ground in immense emotional reaction. And so I worked with her with inhaling some of the essential oils, and then also just, you know, modulating vibration or energy from my background as a healer. And she was able to regain her sense of connection to the present moment, to regain her composure. And she had shared that when those instances had happened in the past, more often than not, they had to have an ambulance come to address that. And so this was a really powerful way to see the immediacy and the potency of effect when we're working with the oils via inhalation, because they have such an immediate connection to the brain and to the nervous system. And when we're looking at repatterning, you know, neuroplasticity is an enormous conversation right now. Well, it used to be called repatterning and rewiring. And so as we look at the structure and function of the brain in relation to response to experiences, and we start to look at some of the, you know, just a tiny bit of the research that's being done. Of course, we know essential oils like lavender they've done some studies to look at the response to anxiety, which has been beneficial in some group trials. Rosemary as well, to enhance focus, concentration, to uplift our emotional vantage point, if you will. So they're just really starting to touch on some of these essential oils and how they can benefit. And of course, when we look at the United States, we're much further behind than many other countries, especially Europe, that use essential oils from a medicinal perspective, where it's common practice, where it's been accepted, used in hospitals for decades. And, you know, we're much further behind here. And I think there are many reasons for that, which, you know, we could look at the big pharma. We could look at also a lot of, I think, contextual misdirection and miseducation with essential oils that's been happening when we look at it from a big business perspective. And so, you know, this is a field that just because something is natural doesn't mean it's safe to use at whim, that context, reverence, understanding, education is paramount. But, you know, coming back to working with the veteran community, and in particular, the new nonprofit that my partner and I have started called MilSpec Formulas, and it's really just in its infancy stages. But we're taking three key formulas of mine for energy, for mood, for sleep, and we'll just talk just so your listeners can have a framework of some of the oils that they may want to go out and mix on. Make their own medicine. Mood, I mentioned patchouli, I mentioned the citrus, the wild orange, I mentioned lemon, energy, cardamom, black pepper, tulsi, one of my favorite essential oils to work with because it's incredible versatility, not only as a tonic for the adrenal system, but to enhance cognitive function, excellent for headaches, nervous system tension. Sweet basil is also a wonderful essential oil. You know, they're starting to do some studies into these oils and their benefit for aging, cognitive function like Alzheimer's, and basil, rosemary, mint. They're all starting to look at some of these essential oils a little bit more because of their chemical activity. So, you know, being in the mindset of not just increasing our energy, but looking at neuroplasticity and ways that we can support our brain function, because our brain is our supercomputer, right? And we want to make sure that it has what it needs so we can function from an optimized perspective.
And do you have a preference for how these oils are used as far as diffusion? You'd mentioned earlier aromatic intake is one of the most effective, but how do you feel about topical or things like that?
Well, aromatic inhalation is going to be the most immediate. So when I'm teaching, I'm always saying, take a drop or take your rollerball, put it on your left hand, rub your hands together and breathe it in for about 30 to 45 seconds. Take it a step further to potentize the benefit and add in a visualization and an affirmation. Because we know there are studies that show that our DNA is malleable, is affected by our language, right? Our mindset is affected by our language. Mm-hmm. They're doing studies to see the benefit of affirmations and how they can support us to retrain the brain, right? And again, we talk about neuropathways, we talk about neuroplasticity. How can we work with the senses, because they have that most immediate response within the brain as a mechanism, and then our overall physiology. So essential oils are a leading driver of that, right? Music is also up there. The studies that have shown that it helps to the right music increase dopamine response, right? And these neurotransmitters that are connected to good feelings, right? And we know that when we feel good, we have a completely different engagement point with life. And coming back to using essential oils via inhalation in this way, and I like the idea of having your rollerball bottle in your pocket, in your briefcase, in your handbag, because it's all about retraining our brains and our emotions. And having an essential oil that is in a product that sits on your dresser or your kitchen that you use maybe once a day, maybe once a week, but it gathers dust, you're not receiving the benefit. These are really about building a new healthy habit pattern about using essential oils via inhalation to modulate your emotional response. Because think about it, like the better that we feel in the moment, right? And let's say you are assessing your trigger point. You're like, oh, I just got this phone call or this email. I'm starting to feel overwhelmed. I'm angry. I'm upset. I feel like I don't want to get out of bed this morning. I'm overwhelmed. I'm depressed. Or I'm so anxious about what might happen tomorrow in whatever capacity of life, whether it's politically, economically, in your home, in your health, in your family. Well, when we can use essential oils in those moments, they become a stepping stone to lifting our emotional well-being. And the better that we feel in each moment becomes a bridge to allow the highest expression of who we are to surface, and to surface each and every day. And then we really start to become the change that we wish to see in our lives.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's coming up for me listening to you talk is this concept of happiness equaling healing. I mean, you haven't expressly said that, but when we talk about essential oils, sometimes it's easy to kind of downplay them as these nice smelling frilly things that just make us feel better, right? It's like easy to go there with it. But when you really look at that from a deeper perspective, and think about how important, how crucial it is to allow yourself to live in that happiness, that space of happiness, that's where so much healing comes from.
Absolutely.
That emotional side. You know, it's really hard to heal when you are dwelling and drowning in the hole of sorrow or depression, resistance. You know, if you just look at physical illness, let's say sickness, you know, it sucks. Being sick sucks, you know? And it's really easy to fall into that hole of despair when you're there. And that itself makes it harder to kind of dig your way out of it. And so if there's a simple tool like essential oils that can help you snap out of that and help you just stop digging down, but start lifting up a bit. It can be such a powerful, powerful aspect of that healing.
Exactly. And imagine that you can cultivate that in your daily life. Imagine that you can have a tool at your fingertips that you can carry with you to experience that lift up, right? Because when we feel lifted up, we make better decisions. We have better sleep. Our relationships are healthier and more nurturing. The way that we love and care for ourselves, our self-care practices, are more honoring when we feel better. And we might think, oh, it's a very simple concept. And yet it is the precursor to the entirety of our life experience in every capacity, whether we think about it from our career, our personal health, our relationships, our finances. Everything can benefit from us not only feeling better, but having a sense of empowerment on how we feel. And that to me, you know, coming back to PTSD for a moment, when we can give individuals a sense of self-reliance, self-empowerment, the tools for them to be able to use in the moment and then create new practices. Now, we used to think it only takes 21 days to create a new habit where it becomes automatic, but it's really closer to 2 months, sometimes even 10, 11 months for that to happen. So it is the practices that we engage in daily that become our engagement point with life in our futures.
Adore, this has been so enlightening, and we could talk for hours.
I know, sure. hours and days.
We're just going to have you back on the show as a regular guest, I think. Since this is your first time here, we definitely want to ask you our closing questions. This is a couple questions we ask every time that we have a guest on the show, just to give a little peek into their daily lives and some of their most important aspects of being on this amazing planet. And the first question is just, what's one or two self-care practices that you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Thank you. So an essential oil bath is definitely one of my daily practices. And in truth, some days it's two baths. And once in a while, when I have a really hectic day, it could be three.
Nice.
But hydrotherapy is so potent. The water, you know, we think of ourselves, we're over 50% water. When we immerse ourselves in these healing waters, especially with intention, with the essential oils, whether I'm looking to energize, maybe a little cardamom, maybe a little black pepper, maybe a little tulsi, whether I'm looking to calm down, maybe a little geranium, maybe a little bit of chamomile, or if I know that, like, okay, the two kids are sick in the house, I'm going to add some fir to it. I'm going to add some spruce pine. So, you know, depending on how I want to modulate my physical or emotional response, that's always one way. And, you know, one of my dear friends said to me, sitting is the new smoking. And that really sat with me. And so, pun intended, I don't sit at my desk. I stand for probably 90% of the day unless I'm writing. Because sometimes it gets a little bit difficult if I'm in the zone. But I definitely advocate for standing. I advocate for spending time in nature, even if it's a few minutes that you can go outside. If you can't go outside, to be by a window where you can connect with the healing potency of the natural world, is we need that. We need to put our devices down and connect in with nature, because it reminds us to connect in with ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's where the healing magic happens within.
Yeah. To clarify on your bath practice, since it is such an important part of your practice as well, Do you add Epsom salts or anything like that to your bath? Do you add the essential oils directly to the water? There's a lot of different kind of approaches people have to this.
Yes. I always love to add Epsom salts. And so I try to always have a stockpile of those. I had an Epsom salt bath this morning. This morning I had a little bit of fir in it and a little bit of geranium. You can use 7 to 10 drops of any 3 to 5 essential oils, but I recommend adding them first to a carrier oil so they don't irritate the skin. I have a great story for that. I know we don't have time for it. Maybe next time. A great story of essential oils and sensitization that occurred many, many years ago. Okay. So you don't want that to happen. And if you don't have a carrier oil like jojoba, you can use coconut oil. Or even olive oil, which especially this time of year is going to help nourish the skin as well.
Mm-hmm. So you pre-mix that and you put that in the bathtub?
Into the water, yeah, and give it a little stir, especially when I'm doing baths for my children too. I always pre-blend. My one daughter has very, very sensitive skin, and we want to be mindful of that. And again, it comes back to context is key. And just because the oils are natural, and caveat, if you're using pure essential oils, that just because it's natural doesn't mean that it's safe to use haphazardly. So those are a couple of my key practices.
Well, finally, Adora, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Artificially sweetened drinks, beverages. And replace them with water. And this is another thing we could go in and talk about, like the work of Dr. Emoto, the Japanese scientist that studied the water molecules. But water is the source of life, and we need it to hydrate not just our bodies, but to keep our minds active as well. And so much more. But I know we're running out of time, but I also have a gift for your listeners that I want to make sure that I share.
Yeah, well, let's hear it. Yeah, tell us about your free gift and the best way for people to connect with you.
Okay, great. So you can visit thesoulinstitute.co. And our vision is to activate and elevate over 25 million individuals to embody their soul purpose and thrive. But on there, you can see right at the top of the website, you can sign up for our free ebook, 8 Essential Oils for Emotional Resilience. Wonderful ways and profile of 8 essential oils that you can use and make your own medicine at home. And I know, Samantha, that you should have a link that also gives your listeners 2 free months of our Alchemy Library, which is amazing because we have alchemical insights and interventions in 4 capacities: meditation alchemy, practical alchemy, crystal alchemy, and of course, essential oil alchemy. So insights that you're not going to find in any other book or place on specific attributes of essential oils for your listeners to empower their practice. So our Alchemy Library, with that code, they'll get 2 free months to experience the full gamut of ancient alchemical wisdom, divine knowledge, and practical application for essential oils and so much more.
Amazing. Amazing. We'll be sure to put the link to that as well as the code just below in the show notes. Wherever you're listening, just scroll down and you should see that right there. And if you don't have time to scroll, just remember the soulinstitute.co. That's not .com. It's .co. And that's S-O-U-L, the Soul Institute. .co. You have so much to offer, Adora. This has been so wonderful, so insightful. Thank you so much for spending your time with us and sharing your wisdom on the essential oil revolution. We so appreciate you.
Such my pleasure. Thank you, Samantha, for having me. It was a true delight.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in with us today. If you have a minute, please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast and share it with a friend. It helps so much to spread the word about what we do here at the Essential Oil Revolution. Thanks for being a part of it. Our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com, is where you can go to find extra resources, support our sponsors, buy swag, and so much more. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.